Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Really pumped about today's show because it's about one of my favorite subjects and topics, investing. For me personally, it's in real estate, which also for our guest today and Nettie. But before we get into the good stuff, we're going to get into other good stuff, which is highlighting one of our amazing listeners who is using our hashtag STR Share Sunday. If you're new here, that's amazing. STR stands for short-term rental. And so if you use this hashtag on Instagram, we are prowling it. We're looking for you so we can shout you out here on the podcast and on our Instagram account. Nettie, who are we highlighting this week?
Today we have at Awayframe. And what an amazing play on words.
Awayframe.
It's an A-frame, but it's getaway frame.
Yeah, it's so good.
Kudos to Ashley for that. It's just color. I'm just going to say it.
Mm.
You can't look at their account and not see the amazing color that they put into their A-frame. And it's hosted by Ashley. And it is in Lincoln City. And that's on the Oregon coast. And there's two beach access points there. Mm. So I think that kind of speaks for itself. But what I want you to do, everyone, is go like their account. But please pay attention to their use of color throughout the space.
It's consistent.
It's very consistent. And they've also, they're paying homage to the mid-century modern look that they have on the inside and out. And just pay attention to that. Everything is thoughtful. Really thought out. All of their copy in their listing is very thought out. And even their logo is amazing. And you know, Sarah and I are suckers for an STR with a logo because you are a brand.
You are a business. Yes.
And we're going to talk about that today. But again, listeners, go give them some love and make sure to use our hashtag. But Sarah, how long have I been waiting to do this show?
No, Nettie has been, it's been some time now.
It's been in the making, but I think some best things come to those who wait. And
by those who wait, listeners, you didn't know you wanted this. You're going to want this and you're being very excited about today's show because we know that all of you are here every single week with us because you want to learn more about the short-term rental industry. You want to get involved. And some of you just don't know how. Well, Travis Smith is the founder and CEO of TribeVest. If you are not familiar with TribeVest, they are solving a major problem in the world of group investing and making it simple to create and manage your own investment group. How fancy is that? Welcome, Travis.
Great to be here, Sarah and Annette. Thanks for having me.
We got to go back a little bit because I have to tell all the listeners, I'm actually a friend of Travis's. I'm in Tribes, actually, so we can talk about that later. But listeners, please stop what you're doing. Get out a pen and paper. Dream as big as you possibly can dream right now. I'm being really, really serious about what Travis is going to talk to us about. Because you guys, the first time I met Travis, I actually have goosebumps right now. I can remember exactly where I was, him telling me about TribeVest. And I was like, oh, this is the Airbnb of investing. Like I have been like championing and being an advocate for TribeVest since the very first day that I met Travis, because I was like, wait a second, how is this guy this smart and came up with this? And how is this just now becoming possible? And what Travis is going to do right now is give you that story of what I heard the very first day that I met Travis, which was an unforgettable day for me. And I hope this is an unforgettable story for you too, listeners. So Travis, tell them how it all got started.
Wow, what an intro. This was great. And I mean it when I say I've been looking forward to this show as much as you guys. First of all, to be with the two of you, and the short-term rental space has so much in common with TribeVest. There's just so much overlap. So really excited to be here. As far as the origin stories of TribeVest, it goes back 13 years ago. I was like your listeners. My brothers and I were looking for ways to be less dependent on our incomes. And so if you do the math, 13 years ago was kind of the Great Recession. My brothers and I all had good jobs and kept our jobs, but those around us were losing their jobs. So very different environment than today, than it was then. And really it was out of fear that we felt like, we've got to figure something else out. And we always saw real estate as a way to hack wealth without giving up our day job. But we had a problem. You know, we didn't have any real estate investment experience, and there was no thanks for visiting education and community. I mean, think about that. Like, there was just no place to find that type of knowledge and support and community. Fortunately, we had each other. We had our brothers and and we were together on this. And on a fishing trip that I say we couldn't afford, we had our breakthrough. We said, listen, let's stop talking about investing in real estate. Let's overcome that bigger problem, which is lack of capital. We didn't have the lump sums of money we needed to break into real estate. And the breakthrough was, we said, let's start putting $500 away each month. And together, that was $2,000 a month between the four of us, $24,000 a year. One investment led to another. And by forming and funding that investor tribe, we unlocked and secured a future we could have never dreamed of. Ironically, really, if you want to get into the real story of what was driving this conversation, was we always dreamed about owning a vacation home together. And this idea of coming together and, you know, having our families come together. And so that was our driver. That was our driver. And that was kind of the end game. Like, along the way, we'll know we've made it when we've gotten to having a vacation home together.
And that just happened, though.
I was going to ask you, can I ask, did it happen? Did it come to fruition?
It just happened. And this is the part that I love so much, is they got so much momentum with their real estate portfolio that they just recently, last summer, right, purchased your first vacation rental. And so that's also the beautiful part of it, is it started with one idea, which we all know as entrepreneurs, you can start with one idea and
end up somewhere totally different.
But more beautiful than you could ever have scripted. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, they just purchased it. Is it Cape Cod?
Yeah, Cape Cod. And you're hitting it. I mean, the goal was a vacation home. Like, that was the destination. But really the journey was the best part. And you're right, we got sidetracked. We found out that investing together, pulling our capital was the fun, was mm-hmm. the best part. And to this day, it's still our favorite thing to do together. So people miss that often. It's very social. We feed off each other. There's a ton of energy. And that's the fun. Of course, it is nice to have the dream realized too, which is amazing. Cape Cod, heading there in a couple weeks, going to see my brothers, their families, dream come true. And when we're not there, actually, which is the peak season, of course, we're renting it out, which is a great investment too.
I love this. This is what happens too. Everybody wants to get that vacation home and then they end up going on the off season because they see how much money they can make. And they're like, actually, we'll have more fun here on the off season because if we're here during peak season, they're just going to sit around and know how much money or revenue they're missing out on during that. But Travis, we've got to talk about, you now have a company and you quit that daytime job and founded TribeVest. And we want to talk, that's what we want to talk to our listeners about, is what you and your brother saw with that growth and where we are today.
Well, even before then, and I'm stealing this from Nettie, but she's so right. So Travis, I'd love for you to comment on this, but it's like, okay, yes, you started TribeVest, which the listeners are still like, what is TribeVest? But you had so much fun investing with your brothers. I'm sorry. You had fun investing with your family. Don't people say like, you don't do business with your family. Just like people used to say, was it like, you don't stay in strangers' houses.
Yeah. Who's gonna pay to stay in a stranger's house? Who's gonna pay to, AKA Airbnb, who's gonna drive in a car with a stranger Uber? And now who's going to invest with their friends and family? That's like taboo. You don't do that, right? Not anymore. TribeVest is filling that point just like Airbnb did and Uber did. TribeVest is taking away those pain points and making it easy and fun for people to invest with their friends and family.
Yeah, things you don't hear often together. Investing and fun, business and family. But yeah, absolutely. And we think of Uber and Airbnb is our big brother, big sister in this space. So yeah, you think about it. You know, the people you care most about, you want to do awesome things with them. And what personal? I'm biased here, but like the coolest thing you can do is own a business. The coolest thing you can do is build wealth. And if I'm going to do that, I want to do it with the people I care about most. So if you really peel it back, it makes a ton of sense. Not to mention, it's only taboo for the 95% of us, right? Everybody else, like the people that have been wealthy and stay wealthy, they've been investing together for a long time. But yeah, our technology definitely tears down that barrier for our customers. Makes it super easy for them to come together. It's all about transparency, being a neutral third party, guardrails, best practices. All these things add up to investing with your friends and family is fun and safe and amazing.
Where along the way on your journey to building wealth for yourselves and putting away those $500 a month, $2,000 collectively a month, did you guys decide to make it accessible for the rest of us?
It wasn't until about 3 years ago and people started to take notice in what we were investing in. And they're our peers, they're our friends, and they're thinking, wait a minute, you're investing in what? You're doing what? And then the secret came out. We said, we're investing as a tribe and we're pulling our capital together. We're leveraging our network and our know-how. And that's how we've been able to invest in these things. And it wasn't long before they said, wait a minute, I have friends, I have family, I have people I'm aligned with. Can you help us form an investor tribe? And we really had to look at each other and say, what would we do differently? And the answer was everything. We did everything wrong that you can imagine. But it really, really turned out to be a good blueprint for us in terms of what would we do differently. And we set out to build the platform we wished we had. And it's just been an incredible journey. So fulfilling to see others realizing their dream, investing in things that they would have never done on their own. And it's just been great.
So let's talk about it. We have someone listening today, and they have been, of course, we all do it. You go out to happy hour, you're at a family reunion, you know, a birthday party. You have the idea. Everyone talks about it and they're all excited. But then when it comes time to stroke the checks and figure it out, it kind of never gets going. There's a lot of false starts. It's a lot of talk, no action. If there's a listener listening right now today and they already know they have either friends or family that they would love to get a short-term rental started with, talk us through, what are the very next steps? How easy is it to get started on your platform? How quick can it be? Just like if they go today to TriVest, like just go through the next steps with them. What do we have to do? Do I need to have $100,000 or can I have $100? Can it be two people? Does it have to be 20 people? Let's really take it back to what, how they can get started.
Yeah, great question. Where do I start? I think first, you're right. There's millions of people right now having dinner, having coffee at happy hour, dreaming out loud together. And they're talking about getting in the short-term rental business. And but it always ends up just being a lot of talk. And there's a reason for that. It is hard to pull people together. It's probably the hardest thing you can do, really, is to organize a group and get them organized and aligned. Well, now there's an app that you can pull out and say, guys, are we serious about this? Because if we are, let's all get our phone out. And I'm going to invite you to TriVest. I'm going to build our plan. And you're going to see what we're agreeing to, how much capital, what's our mission, what's our goal. You can build that plan in about 5 minutes. Send it off to your friends or whoever it is. And it just got real. It just got real. And there's something to make a decision on. You join. Everybody lands on the same dashboard. You've agreed on the rules, the rules of the road. You've agreed on how much capital we're all going to commit. And this is so cool, guys. I'm just so excited about this. As of last week, you can come in, start your tribe, file your LLC, and open up a business bank account in less than 48 hours.
And is that in any state?
Any state.
Okay.
The 48 hours part depends on the state in terms of how fast your paperwork can come. But like, let's just think about that for a second. Like, if we see an opportunity, we could literally get together, file our LLC, form a business, open up a business bank account, pull our capital, and put an offer, a down payment on a house in 3 days, less than a week.
Okay. Let's dial it back. I have so many questions knowing what I know already.
Well, you guys, Sarah's on her phone texting everyone. I'm just joking.
No.
She's starting to tribe right now.
Let's dial it back for listeners though who really don't know. Like, what is the acronym LLC? Why is it important? And why do we need a business banking account? Can you really take it back to business 101 for anyone who's no idea?
100%. Great question. So a limited liability corporation, LLC, is just a really easy way, simple way to form a business. And it limits the liability for the company. And it protects each member in it too, limiting their liability. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is all about. So that's what our job. TriVest's job is to protect the relationship. You know, make sure you have everything in place. Because that's, at the end of the day, what's our most valuable asset? What's our most valuable thing?
Time.
Well, time and relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like
oh, sure.
your people, your network.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your network.
Because who cares if you have a ton of time but nobody to hang out with?
And that's what stops you too, because you're like, well, okay, then who's going to go and talk to the lawyer about getting an LLC drawn up? And then what are we going to... And so then when you said like you can create your own rules of the road... Does TriVest help me get started with knowing what rules I should have in place, or how does that work?
Yeah, great question. So yes, and that's so important. Like when you think about what's so key here to a successful business, what's so key to a successfully doing a tribe with your friends, it's making sure you have those rules up front. Mm-hmm. So when those what ifs happen, which they will, it's not emotional.
Black and white.
It's how are we going to handle this? well, let's just go back and figure out how did we say we were going to handle this when we first started this thing? Mm-hmm. And those are those guardrails that I was talking about. My brothers and I, no operating agreement.
Oopsie.
No operating agreement. You know what? We're like,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we love each other. You know, it's no big deal. Like nothing could ever, you know, tear us apart, right? But that's exactly why you want to do TribeVest. You want the transparency. You want to make sure that all those what ifs are taken care of. But yes, so TribeVest, as you build your plan, you're actually building your operating agreement.
Oh.
And when the group comes in, you're voting. You're voting on that operating agreement,
okay,
making sure it's all in place.
And yep. Listeners, I'm fortunate enough to be in two tribes. And when we're speaking of voting, this is what I think is so cool. Like, I get an email alert like, hey, one of my groups, hey, you need to vote. And you go onto the platform. And so if it's, we have an opportunity, it's there on our ballot inside TribeVest that says, you know, would you vote yes or no on XYZ, whatever that proposed amount and property is, and transparency. Like, I can see every person in my tribe, who votes yes, who votes no. Mm-hmm. There's a deadline of when our votes are due. And we have some stuff that it has to be 100% agreement. Then we have some other things that are only 70% has to agree upon it. And we're cool with that because we set up those parameters ahead of time. But that voting piece, which I think is so awesome because it's not like, you know, a bunch of emails going back and forth or a bunch of text messages,
yeah,
or just like, it's not happy hour where you said yes. No, I didn't. Well, you had too many cocktails. Like, you don't remember. I wasn't drinking that night. You were, you know, whatever. But that's where it becomes invaluable, and it's date and time stamped, like all of that. And the other part too that I think still like blows my mind, because normally when it's, let's say your brother's probably initially, everybody's probably writing a $500 check and someone's taking it to the bank or depositing it. Well, with TribeVest, it's all ACH from my account to our bank account. It's not me writing a check or Venmoing or PayPaling or cash, you know, whatever that may be. And I can go back again, date and timestamp, and see if it was, I have two different tribes. One, it's monthly. I make an investment, and others are lump sums. And I think we haven't talked about that yet. You can, within your tribe, you can say, hey, everybody, let's say everybody's giving, I'm just making up amounts here. We've agreed upon everybody is equal partners and we're each giving $100,000. Or it could be, I'm in a tribe, we give $100 a month. That's our commitment right now. We are in a syndication. We own part of an apartment complex, you guys, $100 a month. That's how like obtainable this stuff is when you, it's the power of a group. But I want our listeners to know that you don't have to have lump sums of money. You can start really, I mean, all fortunes start small. That's what my financial planner tells me all the time. But that piece, I want people to know too. You can actually just start now without even knowing what the property is or what the end goal is. And you could use TribeVest. It doesn't just have to be for short-term rentals. It could be for any dream that you have with your friends and family. But I think getting started sooner than later is what you should do, because those funds are still available to you. You know, it's not like they're tied up forever. You have access to them if you decide not to do that. But I want our listeners to know that you do not have to have a lump sum. It doesn't have to be that big of a deal. You can really start small. And I actually encourage you to start small. That's what I did. I started with my tribe that was very little investment. And my second one was a larger financial commitment, but I had tested the waters with that smaller one. But it's super powerful. So with TribeVest, again, is there, like, I know this, but for our listeners, is it a huge monthly fee? Do you guys take a percentage of everything that we purchase? What's in it for, how does TribeVest in that back end?
Yeah.
What's in it for you? Because I know our listeners are like, wait, are they our business partners? You know,
right.
What goes on there?
Yeah. I mean, you hit on so much there, Annette, and you captured so much of our value prop. And Sarah mentioned, well, getting back to the LLC, well, starting that business is hard,
right?
Right. And And then running the business, which is a little bit where Annette got into, right? And TribeVest is that all those things all in one place. And then the question is, well, what's this cost? And it's $5 per month per person, you know, and it scales. So there's a little bit different pricing. You can check it out on our website. But in a nutshell, it's $5 per month per person. And that includes us processing your LLC, includes opening up the business bank account, includes, you know, all those things that Annette just mentioned. And what's in it for us? Well, we're scaling this thing. I mean, we're changing the world. There's a movement happening where people are realizing that together we can do more. And so this model works great for us. $5 per month per person. It makes it super no-brainer for our customers, and it's a great business model too. Down the road, we're also really excited. How can we help our customers achieve their goals, right? So if we know they're coming in for a short-term rental investment, we should be able to introduce them to lenders, accountants, bookkeeping, those things. Thanks for visiting, you know?
Experts.
We're kind of laughing, but I'm serious.
Once you buy it, then what?
I've already said.
That's our problem all the time is people is like, they talk about acquiring the property so much. A lot of the gurus out there, but no one then talks to anybody about operations. No one educates on like what happens once you welcome your first guest and what the liabilities are there. And so I love that a company like you is like, okay, yeah, we'll not only help you quote unquote achieve the goal, but then we can't leave you stranded with not knowing what to do next. Here are some people who can help you on that journey so that you continue to experience success.
Mm-hmm. And we love being that neutral third party. Mm-hmm. Like we don't want to be the experts that are introducing the investment. We don't want to be the ones that are educating them. We want to stay the platform and then introduce them to vetted services when they need them, but let them make those decisions. And we'll just focus on taking care of the relationship so the journey's fun and you're doing things right and safe.
I want to speak to this too. There, TribeVest also, when you sign up, there's an alignment test almost that takes place. And you can, with your tribe, you can let them know what you excel at, what your strengths are, and how you can help your tribe be as strong as possible. So like in my tribes, for instance, I let them know I'm more of a networker. I have short-term rental expertise where I'm in a tribe with my sister and give her an Excel spreadsheet and she can go to town all day, you know, and we have an accountant and an attorney. So that's what's really cool too. It'll help you see behind the lines of what your tribe can bring to the table too and what their strengths are and what they want to bring to the table. And I think that was something that's extra special. But before this episode, Travis, you said something that like got Sarah and I in the gut. We haven't heard this one before. I want to talk about your mom and dad's careers, your careers, and what you think the future is for careers and work.
I said I was so excited to be here with the two of you and on this show. Because there's so much in common with TribeVest and your industry and what you're doing, empowerment, enabling, helping people create businesses, ownership. And it just made me think that, you know, you guys would, this might resonate with you. But if we really think about it, you know, personally, my parents both had one job throughout their whole career, you know, throughout their whole life, one career throughout their whole life. I'm at least on six, right?
Same.
At least on six. And, but now, if we really look around, we really need six at a time. And I think if we even look at what we're doing here, we're probably pretty close to six at a time too. Mm-hmm. And that sounds terrible at first. Like, wait a minute, I need six jobs to keep things going. No, it's really awesome. It's really amazing. And what that looks like is freedom. You know, you're not dependent on one paycheck. And if that one paycheck goes away, what happens?
So devastating.
Devastating to families.
Yes.
So this idea of, you know, having a day job, sure. But you also have your short-term rental business. And then you also have your TribeVest short-term rental business with your family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then all the way down the route, you know, right all the way
friends,
down to six.
Then maybe your kids, right. Then, yeah.
Your family,
sure.
Your friends, yeah.
One thing, and I know most of our listeners know this, but Sarah and I both lost our largest income jobs. We both were forced to like figure out what was next. And what was next was not
what's
one
here.
Job, steady paycheck.
Yeah.
Like that we was not easy by any means, but like we both have felt that. Mm-hmm. And it stung for a while, of course, but then the sting just was
shining
opportunity.
To, yeah.
It was like, wait, that was, I would welcome that sting back any day because it opened up so much for us. And that's, mm-hmm. that was something that we actually talked about it on the ride over. Sarah's like, man, if that wouldn't have happened, I'd probably still be there. And honestly, for me too, I would probably still be doing my same thing and had missed out on so much opportunity that's out there. This is what I think we really want to drive home with this specific episode. Wealth, generational wealth, real estate, short-term rental, your vacation home on the beach, it is available to all of us. Mm-hmm. All of us. And so that is what our message is today. And are we saying it's going to happen tomorrow?
No.
No. Are we saying it's going to happen maybe next month or in a year? But if you don't get started on it today, I don't know. I can't tell you when it's going to happen, but if you get started on it today, I can tell you it will happen. And that's what we're really excited about. And we have, Sarah and I see this all the time. People are asking us, like, they want to invest. Maybe they're a little nervous to do it on their own, or they feel like they don't have exactly the right amount to do something on their own. Well, Trivest is taking care of that for you. And that's where, like, if light bulbs are going off in your head right now, that's what we want for you.
I have one comment and then one question for you. Well, I'm sure I have many questions for you, Travis.
But you probably have a lot of comments,
but
too.
The comment is, I love how you said your short-term rental business, you know, your Trivest business, because that is what, I mean, you are getting an LLC and a business bank account. Listeners, you know, Nettie and I are very passionate about you realizing you're renting your room down the hall is not this like side hobby. You are accepting money for someone to sleep on a bed that you have made, you know, in exchange for a roof over their head and for money. So you are running a business, and how exciting is that? Mm-hmm. And it can be diversified, which especially for, you know, the past year we just had, when something else ran a little more dry than other businesses, like in March, any short-term rental hosts out there felt the sting of COVID in March and April. You know, we had other, you know, my husband and I and Nettie and I, we had other things to lean on during that time. It was still very scary. I'm not going to say like I was like not worried, but so I just love how you said that, because it's not just Nettie and I saying that this is very much a business. It is. Not to make it scary, it's actually empowering and freeing.
Mm-hmm. Very
100%. Good. 100%.
Okay, not that you're already solving so many problems, Travis, but question for you. What if I don't have family and friends who are interested in investing with me? And what if I'm like, but I want to still do this? Do you have people you can hook me up with?
Yeah, I love that question. You know, Annette already said that, you know, we do help you kind of fill out your alignment profile, right? And right now, that's designed just to help you better understand your tribe, you know, maximize, leverage your tribe that you already know. What we know each other, but now we're going into business together. So we kind of got to get to know each other in a new way. The answer is absolutely. We have lots of tribe members that are partnering with like-minded, goal-aligned, financially goal-aligned members. It's not part of our strategy, short-term strategy right now, but these things are happening in the community. Mm-hmm. Soon enough, we will actually be making those introductions, providing a solution for people to get matched up together. In the meantime, you know, we're working with people or communities like Thanks for Visiting, and where they're, you know, those audience are already aligned, mm-hmm. right? They already have this community. They're already driven. So it just is this perfect opportunity for people to network, get to know each other now, and then talk, get aligned even more,
right.
Make sure this is a good fit. But that opportunity is out there. And with partners like Thanks for Visiting and others out there, it really makes it realistic and achievable.
And one thing that's amazing now too is we've all most likely been interacting with Zoom a lot over the last year. And you can have your investor tribe meetings. This is a true story. Both of the tribes that I'm in, I have never met with them in person, except for my sister, because it's my sister. And some of the tribe members I know personally, but together as tribes, because of COVID, we have not been able to meet in person. And I will tell you, one of the groups, we have hundreds of thousands of dollars investing together, and I have never even been in a room together with them. I've been on Zoom with them.
Will you invite me to the meeting when you get together for whatever it is, drinks? Because I want to be there.
Yeah. So I think, man, like if you would have told me that,
the world's your oyster
a
now.
What? Are you joking? And like, actually, it's kind of cool now. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have to get dressed up and do my hair and drive there. I can just like turn on the computer and hang out with everybody. But like, really, I really just want that to sink in. Like, so think about that too, everybody. We have never had to sit in a room and sign paperwork together. And I've never written a check. Never a checkbook. Are you joking me? I've never had to go to a bank with them. I've never had to sit in an attorney's office and sign documents. I've never even had to snail mail anything. Like, that's how easy TribeVest has made this partnering financially with these tribes. Like, it's actually me even just vocalizing it makes me like, that's really cool.
It reminds me of the question, like, you know, what did you think the first time you heard of Airbnb? Like, what was the, like, I almost remember where I was when people were telling me about Uber. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that is the silliest, dumbest idea.
That's never going to work.
Oh my, people are doing this? Where are these people?
I know my Uber. I was sitting at happy hour after work and we wanted to go somewhere else. And I was like, well, I can walk home. And I'm like, I'm not going to drive. And the guy's like, oh, well, I have the app. We'll just have Uber pick us up. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, a car is going to pull up and pick us up and take us to the next place. And they'll come pick us up later. And I was like, yeah, right. Cool story. That car showed up and I was hooked ever since. No, but I was like, I bet him money. I shook his hand. Like, if you can make a car show up out front, I'll give you 20 bucks. And he knew.
A stranger in their car.
And not like a cab driver with like a medallion on the front hood.
And he told me,
guy next door.
Just anybody
this
might.
Honda.
They could be at the same restaurant as you.
And now,
that long ago.
No, in Uber now, it's a term. I'm Ubering. Like,
it's a verb.
It's a verb. I'm Airbnb-ing. I'm tribe-vesting. I'm tribe-vesting. And I'm like so excited about it because that's also when I got my first tribe. Is I knew shared economy, how Airbnb had changed my life. And I was like, if Airbnb changed my life? Holy smokes. How could TribeVest and sharing wealth change my life? Like that was the next part. And I didn't want to be the sleeper because I still feel like I got into the Airbnb game a little bit later than I would have chosen, you know, knowing what I know now. But I was like, I'll be darned if I don't get in on this TribeVest thing. Like,
there's such compliments too. I mean, I feel like we really are. I mean, we're talking about technology enabling an industry, enabling people to create careers and financial freedom. And TribeVest is just another stack or layer on that technology stack for you to use and help you get to where you want to go.
Absolutely. So what does that look like then? So if let's say it's not a family with a vacation rental in Cape Cod, like I want to build wealth. I don't know what I'm doing, but my friends do. And we're going to put $1,000 a month. Like, so what, how do I make money then? Like what happens? How do I get it back? When does it start happening? Are we talking like a lot of money? Is this long-term? Can you just share like maybe even just the different stories you've heard of actual TribeVesters and what this like financially, physically means for them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so on the short-term rental business, it's a little more clear. Like we are going to invest in a single family,
right?
And we're partnered with Annette and Sarah, and we know how to do short-term rentals. That's our strategy, and so that's way more clear. But you know, some of our favorite tribes are the ones that come together with not knowing what they're going to invest in. They really are signing up for the journey. They're signing up for each other. Mm-hmm. And again, getting back to that, I want to do something awesome with those that I care about most. And this is hard, new to me. I don't want to do this on my own. But if we just start putting capital in, we can start talking about these things. We can educate ourselves. And that's what a lot of these groups do. They start to, even though they need $50,000 to get to the investment that they want to do, right when they have $20,000, they're like proposing deals that they'll be have access to in 6 months, maybe.
Wow.
But they're starting to get familiar with it and educating themselves. So, but that's, they're kind of two different tribes. One's deal-driven, like I know exactly what the strategy is. And the other one is, we're on this journey together and let's see where it takes us.
Mm-hmm.
So just two different strategies, two different tribes.
And let's tell our listeners, like TribeVest, it didn't just start last month. Like how many tribes are there? How many are actually like actively investing? Give us some numbers, if you don't mind.
No.
Visibility there.
Yeah, not at all. We've been around for 3 years. We started way more than thousands of tribes that kind of liked us were hundreds that loved us. And we built a product and supported it that way. Now we're scaling. And now we do have over 1,000 tribes, over 4,000 members active on the platform, pulling capital, transacting together. So and it's growing fast. We're on target for probably 200 new tribes this month.
Well, hopefully after this episode.
All right.
Let's double it.
Well, we got to control our growth. I mean, we're scaling. But yeah.
Let's talk about that too. I don't want to deter people. TribeVest, let's say I'm going to speak this into existence. I have $2 million. My buddy has $2 million. My other buddy has $2 million. Like, can you support like, you know, $10 million, $15 million, $100 million? If our tribe is bringing a serious amount of cash, can you support that?
100%.
There's no limit.
Yes. Our solution scales.
Okay.
And that's what we're so excited about. On the high end, which you were just talking about. Mm-hmm. And then earlier, you guys were both talking about like,
yeah,
what if you only had $100 to mm-hmm. put in a month?
Yeah.
And it's the same solution for everybody. And it's about the value props. It's transparency, guardrails, all in one place, keeping the record, giving them a place to operate. All businesses need that, whether it's $10 million business or someone's trying to do a $5,000 investment together
mm-hmm.
Or a $500 investment together. That's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it scales. And I think what's also so exciting is just the diversity on the platform. Over 50% of our tribes and our clients are people of color, people from immigrant communities,
mm-hmm.
Women make up a huge part of our customers and clients. But I think it's just because it is such a broad solution. It's not just one type of investment where people are doing Bitcoin, and that's a very specific kind of profile of a customer, or people are doing short-term rentals. It's a very specific type of investor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's so inspiring is what these people are coming together for,
mm-hmm.
What they're passionate about. And it just reaches everybody. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what your income is. It's enabling them to pursue their dream, whatever that is.
I have to tell a 2-minute story. This past weekend was a Kentucky Derby. I was watching and there was, I think there were 5 college football teammates who had a horse in the Kentucky Derby, because after college, they'd all played football together and they were looking for something to bond them. And they bought a racehorse together that was running for the Kentucky Derby. But what was, I was like, this is TribeVest. Like, they're a TribeVest. Like, that's what they did. And they interviewed them because it was such a beautiful story. It wasn't about, yes, the money was like the gravy on top, but you should have heard them talking. It's a way for them to still connect after school, after college was over, and for them to bond over something and get excited and meet about. So that was like, I was like, they're not a commercial for TribeVest, but they should be, because that's exactly what they did. They were like, how can we still bond with one another, make it fun, and hey, let's make some money too. Listeners, we hope that you're as excited about TribeVest as we are, because Sarah and I, we're already planning our tribe, mm-hmm. and we want to welcome listeners. If you're interested, we want to go down this path, Sarah and I together. We want to do some things with our audience too, because we want to create that community and be a part of what we talk about all the time, which is investing in short-term rentals. So we are actually, Travis has been so kind. They are going to do a special offer for our listeners that are ready to get the ball rolling on their tribe. And so if you could go to thanksforvisiting.me/invest, we're going to let you know what that offer is and how you can invest either, you know, with your tribes or what Thanks for Visiting is going to be doing in the future. But Travis, what can you leave our listeners with in your experience with investing with your brothers? Like, what's the thing, like, you just got to tell them they need to, like, give them, what's the thing you can kind of kick them to get them going?
Right. I think two things. One, if you're wondering who is my tribe, and maybe those, you know, your friends or your family, maybe not ready to work with them. And that's an important part of this. Mm-hmm. But again, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably very familiar with this amazing community. And so there's people that are also listening at the same time as you. Mm-hmm. And how do you connect with those people? And so there's just an incredible opportunity. Your tribe exists. Find your tribe.
Oh, that's good.
Find your tribe. And then, you know, what's the most important critical thing you can do for an successful investor tribe? And it's to start. It's to start. We have tribes, and thank goodness they've come back, but they were like, man, if we're going to start this, and in 6 months, we're going to make our investment. And they had it all planned out, and they just kind of overthought it. And 6 months later, they came back. They're like, man, we should have started it because we missed this opportunity. Mm-hmm. But that is what motivated them to eventually make the start.
Do it, yeah.
So start.
No, for sure.
Find your tribe. It's out there. And start.
Well, you've made the start so easy. I mean, Nettie and I can speak to, like, I've done the sit and the lawyer sign documents, spend thousands and thousands of dollars getting the rules together and, you know, crossing my fingers and all those things where you get what's a one-stop shop. Like, you can just get started so easy. And with so little buy-in and bond with your family and friends or people who think like you and want the same things out of life that you do.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's such, without TribeVest, it really, the burden falls on somebody.
Right.
You know, someone to pull it all together.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's, if I know you two, probably that's you two.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
so you're the one that's gone out and found the attorney and, you know, probably paid for it and didn't, you know,
split it back.
But just because, but think about just how nice it is that you have an app that organizes all of that, streamlines mm-hmm. it.
And it's real time. You can see what's going on at all times. You don't have to wait for that quarterly, like, bank statement or when you do all get together.
Or the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
The spreadsheet that goes sent out, the Google sheet or whatever.
Right. And that's my one last comment about, I tell everybody, is like, when you do invest, it's like, well, what if somebody fell on hard times and they were the only person that had access to the account? And it's like, well, I'll just pay this off my mortgage this month and they won't know, I'll pay it back, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, it's time for taxes and, you know, that person, there's guardrails. That doesn't happen that way. There's not one person, you know, everyone can see, there's transparency.
Transparency.
What's going on.
Mm. I mean, it's all solved through transparency, mm-hmm. all those things. The mm-hmm. wondering, the mystery, all those things fester.
Yes.
Right? And so as soon as you log in, it's just all there for everybody. Mm-hmm. All that goes away and you can get back to enjoying the journey mm-hmm. and having fun.
Yes.
Fun in investing, Sarah.
Yes.
So, all in one sentence.
Investing for me was fun, you know, before all this. And it's like, God, now you made it easy? Okay. Fantastic. Because right. There's no more excuses, right? How do we start the LLC? You figured it out. Okay, and we need a bank account. Figure it out. Well, I don't have a deal yet. Doesn't matter. Put your money in there. Let's start this. You know what I mean? Like,
we're going to need capital anyway.
Let's do that. So, yeah, let's start with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good.
It's Amazing. So Travis, where can our listeners find you, find Trivest, find out more about Trivest?
Tribevest.com. Come visit us. We're also on Facebook at Tribevest. But yeah, those are the main places. And again, we want to offer your listeners a special offer.
Yeah.
And that'll be accessible on your website.
Yeah. And listeners, if this has interested you at all, reach out to Sarah and I. Because again, maybe it's not us, but maybe we have people in our community. Let us know your interest level and where you're at, because we can, you know, we believe that this is the future. This is going to happen. And we want to assist you with either finding your tribe or becoming part of our tribe, or, you know, just let us know, because like I've said on the episode two, I've been testing this myself. I've been doing some, you know, test runs with my friends and family to believe the hype, and I believe the hype now, but I'm just testing all of that stuff. So if you have questions too, Travis and his team are super open to answering those. I'm here to answer those questions. So you don't have any excuses, basically, is what I'm saying.
No. And the best way to do that, listeners, and to keep it all funneled and together, is go to thanksforvisiting.me/invest. And that's FORME. So thanksforvisiting.me/invest. We'll get it figured out for you, the best solution for you. And we'll connect you with Trivest and their special offer with Thanks for Visiting. And this is just a very exciting episode, because I just can feel all of our listeners, their wheels turning and their future's about to change. And, mm-hmm. you know, all this listening to our podcast, we love that you come here every week, but it honestly means nothing to us if you don't put it into practice. If you mm-hmm. don't do that thing that has changed Nettie in my life, you know, separately, together, Travis, like I can tell you
game
it's
changing.
So good on the other side. You just have to get started. Mm-hmm. All right, listeners, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.